Today's podcast episode is brought to you by my free 5-day email challenge called the Start From Scratch Challenge, and it is coming back in a big way. The Start From Scratch Challenge is a 5-day email challenge completely free, delivered straight to your inbox, that teaches you how to finally launch your online business, whether that be as a coach or whether you're offering services one-on-one, so you can start working towards replacing your corporate income and making your ultimate leap today. We did this challenge back in January, and I got so much positive feedback from it. I completely updated the content and elevated it, so you won't want to miss it. Be sure to head to shedidithervaypodcast.com/challenge to join. Again, shedidithervaypodcast.com/challenge to join. Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9-to-5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hey friend, Amanda here. I am so excited to dive into today's podcast episode that is all about doing this one specific thing to help quit your day job sooner. It is one thing that I have found that not just with taking your ultimate leap that it helps, it also is really important to do this for goals and other areas of your life. And that is setting an actual ultimate leap date. When are you going to quit your job? When do you want to quit your job? So in today's solo cast, I'm going to be walking through the benefits and what happens when you put your ultimate leap date on the calendar. I'm going to teach you and walk you through how to decide which date to choose. And then I'm going to give you some next steps of what to do after you set your leap date. And so if you are thinking about wanting to quit your job, which I'm going to say you most likely are because you're listening to this podcast, yes or yes. And so this podcast episode today is going to be perfect, perfect for you. But before I get into talking about the benefits and kicking that off, let's talk about maybe why you haven't actually already set a leap date. And if you found yourself without a leap date and you know that you want to quit your job, there are maybe a few different reasons as to why you're not setting a leap date and putting it on the calendar and committing to it. And a few reasons that you might be doing this in terms of not setting a leap date, which you probably are unconsciously aware, you probably don't even know that you're doing some of these things. And one of them might be is that you're not understanding exactly why you're procrastinating on doing it. Like, you know you want to quit your job and you know that you probably need to set a leap date, but you keep pushing it off. And procrastination is driven by all different types of things. It's driven by fear of failure, fear of it not being good enough, fear that, you know, people will judge you, thoughts that create overwhelm and the way that you're choosing to think about this specific situation, right? So if you are thinking you're at your day job, which trust me, I did this, I would daydream all day about what I was going to do in my business when I got home, and then I'd get home and I'd be too exhausted. I'd open up the laptop, I would sit there for 15 minutes, I'd have a show on, and then I would tell myself, oh, I'll work on it tomorrow, and I'd shut the laptop, and I would just never get to it, and I procrastinated it, right? I fantasized about what my life would look like once I started working for myself, and it was kind of this guilty pleasure where it was something that was so far off into the distance that because I didn't make it an immediate thing in that moment, I really didn't take the crucial action steps that I needed to moving forward. But going back to the procrastinating on doing so, you might find yourself in this place of, I know I need to set a leap date, but I'm not sure like what I'm going to do next. How am I going to do it? And so you kind of spin out in these thoughts that are creating overwhelm, that are keeping you stuck. And so you just don't take action. And maybe you don't even realize that you're doing it. The second thing of why maybe you're not setting a leap date, which these kind of go a little bit hand in hand, is really the uncertainty within yourself and being confident whether or not you actually believe you can do it. And if you're not sure, then what's the point? Uncertainty is a surefire way to keep anyone stuck from doing anything. If you even have a seed of doubt, those thoughts are going to create an emotion within you that's going to produce the action that's going to give you the result. And if you're asking yourself of a thought of uncertainty that you're not sure, what's the point? This is going to keep you in a tug of war state. And on one hand, you want to quit your job. And on the other, the uncertainty that causes resistance pulls you back. And so while you move one step forward, you move two steps back and you get yourself caught into this loop, this tug of war, which then becomes your comfort zone, right? It might be that you're afraid of failing in fear of the process. And you ask yourself again, going into a thought of, well, what if this doesn't work out? What if I fail? What will my friends and family think about me? So you're asking questions that cause you to spin out on these thoughts that create overwhelm that keep you stuck. And if you're not aware of your thoughts that are driving your actions, that's really crucial key that I gave you an example of. Also, the questions you ask yourself direct your focus. So if you're asking, what if I fail? What if this doesn't work out? You're already kind of presupposing that you will fail. And so if you got to really pay attention to the questions that you're asking yourself throughout this process, and you got to keep it positive. It's really important. So I'm going to walk you through. So this is just really kind of getting us setting the stage of maybe some reasons why you aren't setting a leap date. So if we can acknowledge them, then we can start to work through them. Now I want to focus on the benefits and what happens when you actually set a leap date. And this is important because if I can present to you some of the benefits that happens when you set that leap date, maybe it can be used as leverage for you to be able to move past the procrastination, move past the fear of that, the fear that's keeping you stuck, right? So when you set a leap date, there are actually three key benefits and three key things that happen. One is by setting a leap date, and this goes with any sort of goals that you're setting for yourself. Number one, this is a decision that you're making ahead of a time, and you're making it ahead of time without the emotional impact in the moment, right? So when you make the decision ahead of time, you do a couple different things. One, you reduce stress. So instead of stressing about whether or not you're staying at your job or quitting, you've made your mind up and you've decided ahead of time as to when. It also removes a lot of noise. One of the things, another example you could look at is drinking and alcohol. So if you are someone that wants to decide ahead of time that when you go to a dinner, you are deciding ahead of time how many drinks that you're going to have. So that way you're not at dinner in an emotional state. You have the chatter of, do I drink? Do I not? I know I got to get up in the morning, blah, blah, blah. All this chatter is happening. If you decide ahead of time that you're giving yourself 2 drinks max, it eliminates a lot of the noise. And this is what we want to do when it comes to quitting your job. Just make the decision ahead of time, commit to it, and then let the other things unfold, which I'm going to talk about here. So again, making the decision ahead of time when you set a leap date helps reduce stress. It helps you achieve better results. Because you decide ahead of time, you're better able to plan. Now that you know what is your leap date or when your leap date is, you can plan accordingly. This also feeds into saving time, energy, and money. You no longer need to spend time dabbling in random YouTube tutorials. Your energy can be more focused and therefore more efficient. And because you have a plan, you know how to allocate your resources, including your money. Also, making the decision ahead of time and committing to it reduces the noise and the chatter, which is energy that's going on. So then you're not going back and forth. You're no longer 1 foot on the dock, 1 foot on the boat. Then it also creates a sense of urgency. The end date, right? If you have a goal, if you have an idea, but you never have a goal, you never have it timestamped, you never have an end date, it's really hard to create that sense of urgency for yourself to get your butt into action, to actually get yourself into that place where you're seeking out the next step, where you are seeking out coaching and resources and really holding yourself accountable to get clear. Like you're no longer arguing with yourself. You've made the decision and you're just going for it, right? So that's the one thing. Make the decision ahead of time. Number two about the benefits of setting a leap date is that once you commit, things really start shifting and taking shape to support your intention. And then you can plan based on the leap date that you set forth. Because a dream without a plan is just a wish. You could spend all day at work fantasizing about how you want to quit your day job, what you'd be doing if you weren't at work, and what life would look like for you. But unless you set a date, you're allowing yourself to continually procrastinate on taking some serious massive action and the action you may be craving. Okay. So when you commit to something, it is amazing that things start taking shape. When I made the decision that I was leaving Target, which was my first job out of college, that I was just completely overwhelmed and had an incredible experience that I'm so grateful for to this day. But in the moment, I was like, I just need to get out. And I kept going back and forth because my salary kept increasing. I kept getting noted in the district as like a top ETL. And so my ego was playing into it. And so one day I would be like, I'm quitting today because it was a really bad day. And then the next day I would go, oh my gosh, I'm having such a great day. Okay, I think I can make this. I think I can make it work. And I know for some of you, you may be going through this mental chatter, but it was the moment that I decided that I had a breakdown and I go, I am no longer, like, I am done with Target. I am moving beyond this. My world is much bigger. I am ready to take the next step. Boom. That is when the opportunity arose for me to go to a third-party agency to work at Wells Fargo as a recruiter through a third-party company, okay? So that was actually really a big leap for me, which I talk about that in previous solo casts. But what I really want to highlight here is that once you make that declaration and once you really feel it in your body and you're just like, I'm done, I'm making this decision, I'm committing to it, things start shifting, things start happening, okay? And so often our brain wants to go into the, well, how do I do this? How do I do this? The beauty is that when you set the leap date, you forego the how and you trust that like what will show up. And that was really in that moment that once you commit to things, once you commit to something, once you commit to your leap date, things will start shifting and taking place to support your intention. That sense of urgency is brought on. You're thinking differently. You're asking different questions. You're seeking things out. You're being proactive, right? So that's why it's so important to make that commitment, because things start shifting. Things start showing up in a different way than what they had shown up before. The third one is that it really gets you, it forces you to get serious about your business, regardless if you've started, if you haven't started yet, or if you have a side hustle, but it calls a different version of yourself forward, right? The version of you that may be dabbling because they haven't set a leap date yet will be will no longer exist. When you have made the commitment that I'm quitting my job on this date, you're like, oh man, I gotta show up in a completely different way. I gotta get stuff together. You are being someone different. You start looking into your personal financial situation so that you can make a plan on how you're gonna replace your corporate income. You start looking at how much time you have to spend on your business each week. You become better at time management and clearing what your goals are. And you start to say no to things that don't support your goals because you have a clear vision. You start to look to invest with a coach or an online program or an online course. You join Facebook groups, which maybe it might be Her Way Community, which you can head to shediditherwaypodcast.com/HWC, or you can head to Facebook and join, just type in Her Way Community and then request to join as well. And you start surrounding yourself by people who are either on the same path as you, who have done exactly what you want to do, and you just start stepping up to the plate more. You start to believe that it is possible for you to be able to quit your job when you surround yourself by other people who are on that same path and journey as you. And because you believe, you commit to your dreams and goals even more. And that's when the opportunities start to present themselves. And that's when you can start to take action, because you're going to start to see what the possibilities are and the next steps moving forward. Okay. The next piece, you might be saying, okay, Amanda, this is great. I understand. Yep, got it. I need to choose a leap date. And I see all the reasons why I need to choose one. And I see all the reasons why maybe I haven't chosen one. But how do I decide which date to choose, right? This is the genie in a bottle wish. This is the someone tell me how to price my services. And it's all different. And there's a couple different variables that I want to share with you that you can sort of assess and lean off of as you choose your leap date, right? So things to consider is you have to really assess where you are right now. Are you starting from ground zero? Are you still figuring out what types of services that you want to offer, types of coaching you want to offer? That's really key. So really looking into where are you currently at now. And I say this with a caveat in the sense that anything is possible. anything is possible to quit your job in 3 months, in 3 weeks, whatever that looks like. Anything is possible. But I also want to encourage you to err on the side of being conservative. So if you think that, okay, you want to quit your job in 3 months, maybe give yourself another month or take it a longer runway, right? Give yourself, but I also will go and say that you want to pick something that is going to create a sense of urgency for you as well. So things to consider: assess where you're at right now. Are you starting from ground zero? Are you figuring out what types of services you want to offer, with whether it be coaching or just straight services? The other thing is you want to incorporate other potential life events when deciding your leap date, okay? And this kind of goes back to where you are right now. And you have to look at how much time do you have to spend on your business. And so if you have, even if it's an hour a week or 30 minutes a day, whatever that looks like, it's really, don't take for granted and don't think that, oh, I only have an hour a week, what's the point? Like, if you really want to start your own business, you will see so much value and be so grateful for even that hour that you have a week, because it's all going to compound over time. It might take you a little bit longer to get there, but no time is lost, right? Everything's going to compound over every single week, over each other. It's all going to happen, and it's going to compound. So don't look at, okay, if I only have an hour a week, what's the point? Like, really just flip the lens and be like, I'm so grateful that I have an hour a week to spend on my business. Maybe it might take you a little bit more time, maybe not, but you don't know that. So just really focus on the positives, okay? Then incorporating potential life events when deciding your date. So here are some just like brief examples to consider that I have experienced or ran into, whether it's students in my coaching programs or it's, you know, people in Her Way community. You might want to look at, like, are you in grad school? Are you currently getting a degree? What does that look like? Are you getting a certification? Maybe your spouse will be transitioning out of his or her job, and that is something that you kind of want to be proactive for and really build that in and look to your overall plan. One of my clients had a 10K bonus that was going to be given in February of this year. So she made her leap day to reflect after the bonus, which is very smart, right? And again, it's for everyone. Everything is very different. It's very relative, and it's got to make sense for you. So maybe you might find yourself that you're in a position where, you know, you could get a 10K bonus, but right now it is just insane and you are not interested and you don't care. You just need to, like, figure out what you need to do and make that ultimate leap. And you're not really, you just don't, the 10K isn't phasing you, right? So again, it has to make sense for you and you have to feel good about it, but it's really important to look at life events that may be going on when you decide your leap date. You also don't want to overestimate too much time and too much of your leap date, but you also don't want to underestimate it too much. So what I mean by that is you don't want to say, okay, I'm going to quit my job in 3 months. And then if you get to 3 months and you're like nowhere near it, you could feel really, really, really defeated, right? But you also don't want to say, okay, I'm going to quit my job in 18 months. And 18 months isn't a time frame that applies a sense of urgency or pressure to you, right? And so that's really what you want to look at. So if 6 months is too soon for you, maybe give yourself 12 months. If 12 months feels like too many months, maybe give yourself 9 months. It can be whatever you want it to be. You just want to make sure that your timeline motivates you to take action today. So if you're someone that can still be motivated by an 18-month timeline, by all means, go for it. But maybe you're someone who's like, no, 18 months is way too long. I know myself well enough that is not, like, that just doesn't work, right? So really lean into your personal situation, okay? And lastly, don't overthink this. Don't try to be perfect with it. Don't try to overplan it. This is like, don't try to get it right, because trying to get it right is going to force you into this internal feeling of resistance and conflict, because you're going to overthink it and you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to pick this date. Oh, but wait, what is that date on the calendar? But what if I want it to be a Friday? What about a Monday? Blah, blah, blah. That stuff does not matter. Literally pick, like, when you listen to this podcast, pick a number of months out. If it's 6 months, then turn the calendar to whatever date 6 months out is. And if you use digital or you use paper, grab a pen and just circle it so hard and write, day I'm quitting my job, okay? I promise you, maybe you're like, oh my God, you have this OSM moment, which is oh shoot moment, but you can replace the S with something else. Anyway, but it really kind of like freaks you out a little bit, because you're like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening, right? I was at a conference years ago and I had posted on the wall that one of my one of my, what is it called? Your like bucket list things. There we go. One of my bucket list things was I wanted to go skydiving. And honestly, I kind of said it because I was like, oh, this sounds really cool, whatever. And the facilitator of the event pulled my bucket list thing off the wall and goes, okay, Amanda, you want to go skydiving? Pick a date right now. And I remember I said July 23rd. I had no idea what day of the week that was. It just came out of me. Lo and behold, July 23rd was a Saturday. And I ended up, that was probably 4 to 5 months after the event. And I put it on the calendar and I had people follow up with me saying like, hey, just want to make sure you're happening. It's happening this weekend. And I actually had some people from the event come with me and go skydiving. But it is crazy in the fact that I just said the date and it was Saturday and it was perfect for that date, right? It was perfect for that occasion. Another previous guest, like guests all the time will share that they have put a leap date on their calendar that they just picked X amount of months out. And whether or not like someone, Lynn Harvey actually landed on her leap date. She quit her job on her leap date. Other people became like quit their job within a week of the leap date, right? So again, it could shift a little bit, but don't overthink it. Don't try to plan it. Don't try to figure out how. One of my favorite quotes is by Tim Ferriss. And he said, for all most important things, the timing always sucks. Waiting for a good time to quit your job, ? The stars will never align and the traffic lights of life will never all be green at the same time. The universe doesn't conspire against you, but it doesn't go out of its way to line up the pins either. Conditions are never perfect. Someday is a disease that you'll take your dreams to the grave with you. Pro and con lists are just as bad. If it's important to you and you want to do it, quote unquote, eventually, just do it and course correct along the way. Set your leap date and allow things to show up. No, it's not going to be perfect. You might be thinking like, okay, I want to make sure that I invest my time wisely. Like, am I doing this correctly? You never know until you do it. And you really have to change the frame of reference or you have to change your frame of mind to think that the things that you're doing, just because they don't specifically build on top of each other necessarily directly, that they're a waste of time. They're not. Every step you take, everything you do in the beginning stages is so crucial to building that traction, to building that momentum. Okay. So don't overthink this. Decide a number of months out after you kind of assess where you're at, right? And just go to your calendar and circle it and write it there. Because when you set a leap date, mark it on your calendar, whether that be a physical or digital, and put it everywhere. You must get in the mindset that this is happening. Otherwise, your brain won't believe you. You need to start talking as if it's already happening, because it is. You've set it in motion. Start to plan your days as if it is happening, because again, it really is happening. And what I mean by that is, if you're in a situation and maybe you're putting it on the calendar and you kind of keep it close to you and you share it with some of your really close group, your confidant group, or maybe people that you're in a coaching program with, whatever that might be, start mentally in your mind talking about how you are and thinking about how you're no longer going to be there and how things are going to be different. So let's say if you are quitting your job on October 13th of 2020 and you've got a wedding that's coming up in November, right? And normally you would have to take off work and fly and you'd have to ask for PTO and all that stuff. Like, mentally start thinking about how, you know what? Oh my gosh, this destination wedding, I don't have to ask anyone for PTO because I'm going to build that into my schedule because I'm going to be my own boss. Really start to think that way. You have to, it's like the what would Jesus do bracelets. Like, you have to ask yourself, what would my future self do? Right? And so your future self is a business owner. And so start thinking like that, right? That's really, really important. All right. Now, I just love that part of setting the leap date. And I would love for you guys, like, whether it's Instagram, whether you join the Facebook group, like, share with me and share with the Facebook group, like, what is your leap date? And let's have a discussion about this, because it's very exciting, but it can also be a very nerve-wracking time. Okay. So now let's say I want to give you some tips and tricks and all these like tactical things that you can do after you set your leap date, because this is really important. So much of our brain is trying to figure out the how, which really kind of blocks us from actually setting the goal, because we might be like, okay, but how is this happening, right? So after you set your leap date, celebrate and get excited and get ready to work and get ready to show up as a different version of yourself. I highly recommend getting super clear on your personal finances and know how much money is coming in and out every single month. And the reason why is because this is going to be so helpful for you when you go to the next step. And what I recommend here is, if you're not already intimately familiar with what's coming in and what's coming out, pull up the last 3 months of spending. So that might be your credit card, that might be your debit card, that might be your bank account, whatever that looks like, and just have a money date, right? Decide an hour on your calendar, print everything off. And I know for some of us, this could be like a really daunting thing. For me in the past, I did not have a very great relationship with money. I wasn't in and out of my accounts. I didn't have a budget. I just like, every time I'd log into my business bank account, it really scared me. I mean, this is years ago, like this happened and it would scare me and overwhelm me. But once you rip the Band-Aid off and you stop getting emotional about it and you look at it as just a number there, like it's going to be so much better. But this is a really, really crucial step of getting clear, because you have to then, that step. So step number one is celebrate. Step number two, get really super clear on your personal finances, because that's going to really help drive what goals you set for your business and how much money you want to make. So that's step number three, is define what success looks like and your good, better, best revenue goals. And caveat, I did not come up with good, better, best goals. That was, I heard it on a podcast. I can't remember which one, but I like it. So I'm sharing it with you guys. And your GBB, good, better, best goals, allow you the flexibility while providing a framework. And you need to decide how much money you want and need to make in order to quit your job. And this is going to be different for everyone, because we all have different circumstances. Some people have high risk tolerance, some people have low risk tolerance, some people want to pay off all their debt before they quit, some people are like, I'm totally fine with my debt. If I'm making more money, then it all balances out. Like, everyone is so different. But setting your good, better, best goals is saying that, like, okay, let's say, for example, you currently make $100,000 a year. You have to ask yourself, what is the like range of money that I want to set as my goal? So a question you might ask is like, what is the bare minimum amount of money I will accept to quit my job? And based on the previous step, right, because you've gone through your personal finances, you may have come to the conclusion that you actually can live on $60,000 a year. So maybe your good goal is that you want to make $75,000 a year, which comes out to $60,250 per month in revenue. Okay. Then you say, let's say your better goal is $90,000, which comes out to $7,500 a month. And then your best goal is to do $105,000, which comes out to $8,750 a month, right? So now you know that your good, better, best is $6,250, $7,500, and $8,750. Okay. So knowing your monthly nugget, your monthly goals, your monthly, like what you need to bring in, is now going to help you when you go to get clear on your products and services, how much money you need to make, how many hours you have a month, because that's going to become your North Star to really say, like, here are the goals, here are the revenue marks that I need to hit in order to signal that, like, yes, I'm going to quit my job. And you're still leaning into that date that you set out, let's say 6 months in advance, but now you actually have a clarity around what your monthly revenue projections and goals are. So step number four from there is to really get clear on who you serve and what your offer is. You know, is it coaching services? Is it like you're doing web design, web development? And then who is it that you want to serve? And get as clear as possible on who that person is. Number five is decide how you're going to market your services and then market them. This part takes time to gain that traction, and it is key to be marketing your services all the time as much as possible. Setting aside like when you're getting started and you're building your side hustle, like spend 30 minutes every single day in and out of DMs, emailing people, following up with people, creating content. This is really where I think a lot of people get stuck in number five, is because when it's also, I think there's this, the internet world can sometimes create this facade that like, oh, create a digital product and then scale it and make seven figures being passive income. And it's great to have that as like an aspirational thing. But when you dial it down to the beginning steps that someone needs to take when they're starting their business, it can feel really, really defeating, because if you go out there and you don't see like immediate success, you kind of get deflated and you're like, well, it didn't work for me. And the truth is like, if you ignore the narrative about like passive income, seven figure, and you come back to basics of what selling and marketing is around products and services, it is being in and out of conversation with your potential customer and your ideal customer all the time, having conversations. It's about having as many conversations as you can and letting people know about your services as much as possible. And so I want you to know that if you send an email and you don't get anything back from people, that doesn't mean that your services aren't good. It doesn't mean that you have overpriced yourself. It simply might just mean that you just need to keep marketing your services is all that it is. And once you get into the flow of it, it becomes easier and it becomes more exciting. And the more conversations you have, the more likelihood you are to increase and close sales. Okay. So that is really, really important for number five. And number six is I highly recommend finding a mastermind, a coaching program to support you along the way. This is really key. So maybe, you want to start off by taking a digital course to learn something, which is great as well. But I highly recommend finding some sort of program that can support you along the way. One of the programs that I am is a wonderful program. It's a 12-month program that is really key to creating success for me. And it's an investment for me and my business, but it's also an investment for my students because the more that I learn and the more that I grow, I'm able to bring that back to them as well. But for people, for you, if you're just starting out, highly recommend finding a mastermind or a coaching program to help support you along the way. If you're not ready financially to invest in it, then definitely get plugged into a community. So join Her Way community on Facebook, get around other people who are doing the same things as you. And like I said, I'd love for you to join. You can head to shedidaherwaypodcast.com/HWC, or you can just Google Her Way community in Facebook groups. So again, the first thing is become aware of why maybe you're not setting a leap date. And then the second thing is focus on the benefits and what actually happens when you do set it so that you can start to really recognize the benefits of setting the leap date so that it outweighs any sort of procrastination or pain that you might be having that you're avoiding in order to set a leap date. And then the second thing is set the leap date and how to choose it. Again, remember, assess where you're at right now. Don't overestimate, don't underestimate, but like also, most importantly, don't overthink it and choose that leap date and circle it out either on your digital calendar or your paper calendar. And then after you set the leap date, celebrate and get really clear on your personal finances and then back into your good, better, best goals. And then really start figuring out what is it that you want to offer? Who do you want to offer it to? And then deciding how you're going to market your services, where you're going to market them, where's your ideal customer showing up at? And then really look at and making an investment in a mastermind. One thing that I learned is that it is so crucial. Like every time that I've invested in a program, I have found a stronger commitment out of myself because I do believe like when you pay, or at least for me, when you pay attention, right? When you have money on the line, your commitment level shows up so much more because you're like, okay, I'm going to make this work. Like if I'm paying $1,000 a month or maybe $500, whatever it is, like you just show up in a completely different way. Okay. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I want you to join is, you know, this is a really great time to take the next step. And so if you haven't signed up for my free 5-day email challenge, the Start Your Online Business from Scratch challenge, I want you to do that because that's a really great way to ease it, like get familiar with this content and really flesh out some of the things that we talked about after you set your leap date. And so it's completely free. It's delivered to your inbox every day. I'll also be doing daily trainings inside the Her Way community Facebook group as well. All you have to do is just head to shedidaherwaypodcast.com/challenge. And we start on Monday, March 30th. That's when you're going to get day one of the Start From Scratch challenge email. And so you're going to get it all delivered to your email inbox. Super simple, super easy, and completely free. And as always, you are absolutely amazing. And I will see you next week, and keep doing it your way. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidaherwaypodcast.com where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9-to-5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.